Thank you for calling. How can I help you?
Hi, yes, is Ken Williams available?
Can I have your name, please?
Nicholas Long.
Okay, hold on a second.
Okay, thank you.
Hello, Nicholas.
Hello?
Thank you for holding. Ken is not in the office. Can I help you with anything?
Say that again.
Ken is not in the office right now. Can I help you with anything?
Yes. I'm trying to get an update with my Pitchfork article. I mean, I've called several times over the last couple of months, and I kind of keep getting the same response. Oh, well, they haven't gotten back to us yet. Give us a couple more days, and we'll get back to you. But the problem is nobody ever calls me back.
Okay.
Kane tells me he's going to get back to me. He doesn't call me back.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want to know what's going on. I mean, a lot of time has passed here. It was supposed to be in Pitchfork the first week of June. Now it's almost July, and I still have – article hasn't shown up. Nobody's let me know what's happening. What's going on?
Nicholas, can I check your project, and will you update you regarding that? Can you give me 2 minutes?
Sure.
I have to check your project.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, Nicholas, are you there?
Yes. Yes.
So I see you are asking for update regarding the Pitchfork article, yes? Am I right?
Yes.
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 So we have an update from our production team that Pitchfork, we cannot do your article on Pitchfork, but we can do on several other platforms, and we have a suggestion of...
You know what? Okay, so, all right, so I just want to get a refund.
Can at least I can give you the names of
that. So why can't you do the article? You've been promising this to me for months and months and months and months. What's the problem?
Yes, I understand, and we are really sorry for that. But we have requested for that article, but our production team has said we have, don't have an access to publish an article on Pitchfork, but we can publish an article on some other platforms, and I have a list of...
What are the platforms? Because if it's something I haven't heard of, I mean, I'm just getting a refund. If it's Rolling Stone or something, cool, but if it's something that I haven't heard of, I'm not doing it. What's the platform?
It's I can share you the list on the Teamwork. You can check it out and then respond
to
me.
Just tell me what the articles are right now.
Okay, hold on a second. Okay, the platforms are Mind of All, the Influencers, and News Hub Feed. These are the platforms are provided to us by
say,
the product.
Say them again.
Mind of All, the Influencers.
Okay, never heard of it. What was the second one?
News Hub Feed.
Never heard of it. What's the last one?
These are the mid-tier platforms, which were.
Okay, so I just want to get a refund.
Why do you want a refund in the end of your project? Can I know?
Because I paid you $1,000 to get me in Pitchfork and you haven't done it, so I need a refund for that $1,000 I paid you to get me into Pitchfork.
But it, the package said that you have three mid-tier articles. Is that right?
Say that again.
Your package said that you did have three mid-tier articles.
So I've had one in Spin. I had two other that I've never heard of, absolutely tiny platforms that nobody reads. I had one in Spin, which I paid you $1,000 for, okay? And I would pay you another $1,000 for an article on Pitchfork. And if you can't do it, I want a refund of that $1,000. If not, I'm going to call my lawyer, and I'm going to sue you guys for faulty advertising. I've got an entertainment lawyer I work with. I need my $1,000 back.
Actually, Nicholas, we did try our best to get your article on page four, but as you see...
But I didn't pay for you to try. I paid for you to do it. If you're not going to do it, I need a refund.
But yeah, at least can you hear me out?
I will hear you out, but if you're not going to give me a refund, I'm going to report you to the law.
At least you hear me out. We can resolve this without going for a refund. We can resolve this. Just hear me out.
Well, you can resolve it by getting my article in Pitchfork. If there's no other, either a refund or an article in Pitchfork, one or the other. I paid you for that article, and if it's not there, I need a refund.
Okay, we can do one thing. I have to put another request to the production team regarding your article and we'll share a response.
But you know what? This has been months and months and months and months. I started working with you last year. I've been working with you for one entire year, right? Not only is my Wikipedia article not up, two of the articles you put me in completely disappeared from the internet. Can't find them. The Spin article did go up. That is there. So I give you credit for that, and I paid you $1,000 for that. Fine. I don't need that $1,000 back. But the $1,000 I paid you for Pitchfork, I do need that $1,000 back.
Okay, I have to share this with my production team and compliance team regarding a query, and I do understand you have dissatisfaction, but you see, I do not know about your project. All I am just seeing your project.
Well, can you get me in? Can you get me in touch with the PR people that you work for? Can you put them on the phone?
Actually, I cannot do that because I have to put a request, and they will respond me back on my request. So there's a procedure.
I need a refund. I need my $1,000 back. There, it doesn't sound like you cannot resolve my issue. I don't want to go in some shitty publication that I've never heard of.
Yeah, I think I will put another request for you for the page for article and or your refund request to my compliance team. I am just a project manager.
Say that one more time. I didn't quite get what you were saying.
I'm saying I'm putting another request regarding your Pitchfork article and your refund.
You're going to put in another request?
Yes, and your refund request to my compliance team.
Okay, so why? But you put in a request. They said they can't do it, and so what's going to change? I mean, why would they be able to do it if they weren't able to do it before?
I guess I can try it. Because I didn't have your access of your project. I just opened your project and I'm just telling what the status of your project.
And what's your name? What's your name?
My name is Henry Ross.
Andy Ross. Okay, so can you spell that for me? Because I'm going to write it down. Andy Ross. A-N-D-Y?
H-E-N-R-Y. Henry Ross.
Okay, spell it for me slowly. I'm having a little trouble understanding you. Andrew Ross?
H-E-N-R-Y.
Henry. Okay,
yes.
Henry Ross.
Yes.
R-O-S-S.
Yes.
And what's your number?
I don't have a personal number. I just use this number with the extension of 618.
Okay, are you Ken's colleague? Are you his boss? What relationship are you to Ken?
I'm just a project manager, and I just receive your call and look into your project.
Okay, so if this article is not in Pitchfork, listen to me, okay? If this article is not in Pitchfork by the end of this week, and I mean Friday,
okay?
I'm either asking for a refund or I'm going to call my lawyer and they're going to sue you. Do you understand?
I understand.
Do you understand that?
Yes, I understand.
So this has to be in Pitchfork on Friday. I read Pitchfork, so I know. At 12 o'clock midnight, New York time, they publish new album reviews. Usually three or four come out a day. I've been watching it every day for the last probably 4, 5, 6 weeks, okay? My album review has not been there, okay? If there's a problem with the content of my review, that's okay. I'm happy to work with Pitchfork if they want to if they want to change something about that, if they want to change the rating I gave the album, I understand that, right? Because they're a magazine. But not getting it in there is not an option, okay? Because you promised me that, and I paid you for that.
I understand that.
Okay, do you understand? Because I keep getting the runaround. I call you guys, and they're like, oh, Ken's going to get back to you. He'll get back to you. He never calls me back. You know, he never calls me. Every time you tell me, oh, he's going to get back to you by the end of the day. He's going to get back to you in 2 days. He'll get back to you. He never calls me back. I have to always call you, right? And I'm getting a little bit irritated about that, okay? He doesn't get back to me. He promises he's going to do it, and nothing happens.
I'm really sorry for this inconvenience. I'm just trying to.
Well, it's not just an inconvenience. It's been a lot of money I've spent. I've given you guys several thousand dollars. $1,000 for a Wikipedia article, which has not shown up. $1,000 for Spin, which did show up. I give you credit for that. $1,000 for Pitchfork that didn't. $200 for two absolutely crap articles that don't even come up on Google search. Okay, so I mean, here's the thing. Like, I'm gonna need that money back. At least for the Pitchfork article, which you promised me, and you haven't done. Unless it's in there, and I mean by the end of the week, you've got, let's see, today's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It needs to be there Friday morning. Do you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay, otherwise I'm going to ask for a refund. If you don't give me a refund, right, then I'm going to have to call my lawyer, okay? I don't want to go that route. I mean, you guys seem nice enough. But the thing is, you can't keep promising me something that you're not doing and then tell me, you can't do it, or, oh, well, we can't do it, but we can put it in this shit, you know, in this shit magazine. I don't care about shit magazines that nobody reads. I want Pitchfork, Rolling Stone, Spin. Those are magazines I care about, right?
Yeah, I understand.
Other than that, I don't, you know, it's not worth $1,000 for me to get an article in something I've never heard of. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand.
Okay, so is this going to be in Pitchfork on Friday?
I'm putting another request, and I will.
Okay, so I'm gonna be. I read Pitchfork every day, and if I see it on Friday, then okay, we're good. I don't need a refund. We're okay. If it's not though, I'm gonna have to get a refund.
Okay, that works fine for us.
Does that make sense? Is that okay?
Yes, it's fine.
Okay, so hopefully it will happen on Friday, and we won't have an issue. If not, then we are gonna have an issue. Now call me if you call the PR team. And they say, oh, we can't do it because of this, because he gave it a rating. Pitchfork gives, you know, almost ratings. We can't put that rating in. You know, Pitchfork has to sign their own. I understand that. That's okay, right? They can give it whatever rating they feel, you know, after they review it. I mean, I've given you a review because I thought that's the way this worked. I give you a review, they publish it. If they want to do their own review, that's fine, too. I just want to be in the magazine, right? I paid you for that, and that's what I want. Okay? Are you hearing
yes.
me here?
Yes, Nicholas.
Okay, so, all right. Okay, Henry, I'm going to give you a call. So if this is not on Friday, I'm giving you a call back on Friday, and we're going to have to start the refund process, okay?
Okay, Nicholas.
Okay, all right. Okay, all right. Bye.
Bye.